Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL. Email at LexiSolo@gmail.com. Text me at 404-552-5514 or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned in to my podcast, Lex Chat, which is a show dedicated to music and entertainment where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL, to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Wherever you're watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. If you want to go the extra mile in supporting me, you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL, where you can pay a small monthly subscription because every little bit truly does help. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about the Google Knowledge Panel or the Google Business Profile. This is an overlooked thing that you can do as a music artist, or if you're a business, it's something you should claim so you can have control over it. I did an in-person coffee date a couple weeks ago. I was mostly by myself, but one person did actually come out. So shout out to Hugh Steffner for joining me for a little bit on the in-person coffee date. The rest of the folks in the coffee date group, I got smoke for y'all. But anyway, during this coffee date, I was in the middle of updating my Google Business page when Steph came in. We got to talking about it a bit, and he said he actually has to claim his, which I agreed would be a great idea. I hadn't checked on my business Google profile in a while, but I've recently become a notary public in Georgia. And in doing research for how to best get my name out there for that new business, I came across a video that said to never underestimate the power of a free Google business profile. So for today's Lex Chat, I want to talk to business owners and music artists about claiming your Google business profile. If you are a business or your knowledge panel, if you are a music artist, all right? So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in chatting about, stay tuned.
True love's been tarnished by this age. Your broken heart don't be the same. You tried so hard to numb this pain. You wished and for better days. Asking why it had to be. So you cry, it's just not fair.
Alrighty, so you just heard my song, Who You Love, which is on the Love Reset album, which is available on all major streaming platforms. And you can find it at my website if you are interested in getting the physical copy. If you're kind of a purist like me, if you like to enjoy the experience of holding music and seeing the product in your hand, then go to LexiATL.com to buy Love Reset, the album. Who You Love is on that album, and it's a great body of work. If you're not into the physical copies, and it is available on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon, all of the different platforms, it's available. But you can find Love Reset on those platforms, all right? A couple announcements before we get started. The next coffee date is going to be on Sunday, April 7th of 2024. So this is gonna be the virtual coffee date, the next virtual coffee date, Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Y'all let me know if 12 o'clock in the afternoon is good or if we need to push it to later, like a 2 or a 3 o'clock. And actually, I actually, now that I think about it, I have to push it back to a little later. So we're going to go ahead and say that 3 o'clock is the time that we're going to do a coffee date, because I just remembered that the podcast I work for, we are conducting interviews on Sundays now. Yay. So next coffee date will be Sunday, April 7th at 3 o'clock. That's what we're going to say. All right. At 3 p.m. I want to give a special shout out to my patrons who helped to make this content possible. Thank you to Mr. Flat Scholes and Eldon Cleary for being amazing supporters, for being consistent supporters, being consistent patrons. Thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate it. And if you want to be a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL. patreon.com/LEXCATL. For a small monthly fee, you can be a supporter and help me to create more valuable content to bring to you all. So, last couple of announcements. Please, y'all, remember that Lex Chat, I'm keeping it short, 30 minutes or less. Really, really trying to keep it 30 minutes or less. And also, Lex Chat is no longer on my Lexi YouTube page. It's now on my Lexi Likes YouTube page. So if you do if you search at Lexi Likes on YouTube, at LEXCLIKES, then you will find my Lexi Likes page, which will now be the home for the Lex Chat podcast to post to, right? The reason for that is because I need for my Lexi page to be all about the artistry and all about my voice and my singing. I had way too much podcast content and reading and just, you know, a bunch of other stuff that people were saying, just make it about you, the artist. So I finally heeded that advice and now I have the Lexi Likes. So keep that in mind. Alrighty. Let's get into today's topic. All right. Today's topic, we are getting into a Google panel. All right. Two different kind of panels. We have the Google Knowledge panel, and then we have the Google Business Profile page. There's like a dog barking outside. It's kind of distracting me, but I don't think the microphone is picking it up. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the Google panel. And in the introduction, I was saying how I would recommend that whether you are a music artist or a business, that you figure out how to claim these things for yourself. Okay. So first off, what is the difference? A Google business profile page versus a knowledge panel. So a Google business profile page, it looks similar to knowledge panels, but it is specific to businesses that serve customers at a particular location or within a designated service area. Okay. So this will typically be for brick and mortar businesses or, like, for example, I do notary public services, like general notary work. That is a service, and I can define my service area of Atlanta, 20 miles outside of Atlanta, et cetera, right? So other examples, of course, would be restaurants, clothing stores, recording studios, photography studios, things of that nature. Something that's typically a physical location. Ready? Now, a knowledge panel is an information box that appears on Google when you search for entities. Entities would be people, places, organizations, things, okay? Knowledge panels are meant to help you get a quick snapshot of information on a topic based on Google's understanding of available content on the web. An example would be, obviously, if we Google Beyonce, then we see all of her stuff come up and other celebrities. Maybe you Google a TV show, maybe you Google a topic, maybe you Google a definition. And depending on how much of that content about that keyword is available, Google will compile all of that information and give you like a short little snapshot of what this is about. So that is a knowledge panel. Google business profile page, I would recommend a business to claim that. A knowledge panel, I would recommend anybody who's an entity, a public speaker, a recording artist. Maurice Beat said that he needs to do his. You are a music producer. You need to claim your knowledge panel, all right? So yeah, you are an entity. You are a public figure. You need to claim your knowledge panel. So let's get into that, all right? Now, anyone who is tuned in live on Instagram, I'm sorry, I don't yet have the capability to show you my screen. So everybody who's listening, this would benefit you so much more if you watch the if you watch the actual video on YouTube, it'll benefit you so much more because I have a screen recording that I want to share with you and I want to show you what these things look like, okay? So let's go ahead and start my video. Going into Google, I'm going to search for myself Lexi Solo Group. That is the official name of my LLC. And you see on the right-hand side that Lexi Solo Group pops up and it has my picture. Because I've already claimed this, you can see that I have access to these different tools: performance, advertising, products, services, bookings, read reviews, edit profile, add updates, ask for reviews, okay? I'm already logged in, so it's telling me you manage this business profile. Only managers of the business profile can make changes, all right? And you see that it has an address. I just put For Rich Productions. It shows my hours. It shows my phone number. It shows my website where people can directly book appointments with me. And the other thing that I think is really cool is I have all of these different pages on the right-hand side of like Google searches where the name Lexi, I really have great digital real estate, okay? So I wanna take a look at some of these little things here like edit services. Now looking at this, I actually need to go back and edit these things, but you can add your services and your products to your Google business page. You see that I need to add products. So I might add my merchandise in there, like my hats, my lighters, my wristbands. So I would do that. If you go to the booking, there's lexiatl.com. That's gonna take people directly to my website, right? But I actually need to go in and edit my services, and it will show you how much the services are. Like whoever's Googling you will show them how much the services are. They also recommend that you advertise when you get a Google business page. So y'all can see that I've done a lot of advertising in the past. These things are not important. I was actually trying to look for the current campaign that I have, but I'll have to show y'all that a different day. I'm sure some of y'all have been seeing my ads on Instagram and Facebook for the 8-hour studio special. So that's a great, I'm actually promoting Lexi Solo Group, right, with those ads, but it's for the purposes of getting more studio time. So now I want to get into the knowledge panel, and I'm searching for myself, Lexi Singer. That doesn't work, but if I do just Lexi, I don't like this one because it has the lowercase c, and even though it has my picture up there, that's great. I might still claim this one, but I don't want that spelling of Lexi to be like the main thing. People keep spelling it with the capital, with a lowercase c. That's incorrect. I want the capital C. So I'm going to search for that. And obviously, you know, it brings up my name, but I don't want to claim that panel. And I know I did this years ago, but in recording for this video, I realized that the knowledge panel looks like there aren't many great matches for your search. So it looks like I have to reclaim my knowledge panel. So I'm just going through some different iterations of the spelling of my name to see what I can get. Let's try Lexi Music. And you can see Lexi Solo Group comes up, which is great, but I need For the Artist. So now when I do that, right, that top one, singer, boom. This is what an artist knowledge panel looks like, and I need to do a better job of, you know, fleshing this out. So we're gonna go to claim knowledge panel again. If you are watching live, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to tune in when this becomes available, but if you're listening, you could probably follow along. So is Lexi the name of the person, organization, or entity you're trying to claim? It's telling me that I'm linked to a certain email address. Is this what you want to verify it with? And I say yes, of course. Is Lexi the name of the person, organization, or entity you are trying to claim? Yes. Yes, it is. Select the most relevant option. I am this person. And then it wants you to say, why are you claiming this knowledge panel? I'm simply going to put, I am claiming this knowledge panel because I want to ensure the correct information and links will be provided when this name is searched on Google. Very short, very sweet, okay? What is your full legal name as shown in government approved photo ID? Countries, United States, language is English. Y'all gotta give me a little bit of time right here. I had to go get my ID card, but they want you to upload a selfie with an official government issued photo ID, such as a driver's license or a national ID card. I actually thought to myself, what if I should just chop this part down, because who's really interested? But I decided against that. So, you know, get a government-issued ID. You want to cover up any important information like your address, or what else is there? Just cover up sensitive information like your national ID number, your home address, date of birth, stuff like that. But they should know that the way that these things are laid out, it's like, come on, Google, be so for real. But why is it a good idea for you to claim your knowledge panel as an artist? You control the narrative and you control the information, and you can make sure that the information that is provided when people Google search your name, you can make sure that it's accurate. And you have the opportunity to control that, like I said. So if you're a music artist, if you are a producer, Maurice Beats is tuned in right now, then go ahead and see if you can find that right now. Search for your name, Maurice Beats, and then go through. When you come up on the knowledge panel, click on the three little dots and then click on claim this page. Now, it's gonna have you go through some things and upload some screenshots to prove that you are the person that wants access to this knowledge panel. So just be prepared to do that. I'm gonna take you through that in a moment. I'm just trying to get my ID card uploaded on here. Sometimes the AirDrop is very slow on my computer. So y'all bear with me. But yeah, it's definitely a good idea for you to have a knowledge panel. And this is why it's also important that once you pick a name, you stick with it, you do not change it, and you populate the internet with information regarding that name. Alrighty? So examples of acceptable ID, valid government issued photo ID, such as driver's license or national ID. To successfully submit your selfie, photo must be high quality and clear. Name on the photo must match the legal name you gave. Your entire face and photo ID must be in focus. Please black out any sensitive information. You know, I actually did not do that, but you know, it's fine. Next up, log into 2 to 5 official websites, web platforms, or social media profiles that you manage for the entity and take a screenshot of each. You may provide web profiles that are not specifically listed in the knowledge panel. Each screenshot must show that you have editing privileges. It must include your entity's name. File should be submitted in one of the following formats. Do not exceed 3 megabytes. You may choose to black out sensitive information. Web profiles recommended, they said YouTube. So I'm going to go to youtube.com, and I need to be able to show that I have editing privileges. So I'm looking for the YouTube studio. I gotta get rid of that little thing. Can you react to? Okay, that's a reaction request. But I'm gonna go to my YouTube studio on my Lexi page. I'm claiming the knowledge panel for Lexi, so I need to show on my YouTube Lexi page that I have editing privileges. Going into the YouTube studio shows that. So I'm gonna take a screenshot of that, and then they need a link of that website. So youtube.com/@LexiATL. I'm gonna take a copy of that, go back to the verification page, paste that URL, and then I'm gonna upload that screenshot to show that I have editing privileges for the Lexi YouTube page. The other web profile, they say two out of five. The other one I'm gonna use is my Lexi ATL website. I have my website through Squarespace, so I'm gonna log into that. And I believe that the dashboard will be enough to show that I have editing privileges for the website. Like this right here should be enough. So I'm just gonna take a screenshot of that and log back out, cause I don't need that anymore. And now we're gonna go to LexiATL.com. This is my website. This is all about Lexi. I'm gonna paste that URL. I'm gonna upload the screenshot that I took of my Squarespace dashboard as proof that I have editing privileges for this profile. I understand information that should be used to verify on Google and to claim knowledge panel and information. I didn't read through those policies. Who does, right? Thanks for submitting your info. We'll review it and get back to you soon at the registered email address. And so then you wait, which I don't think it takes that long, But yeah, so a great example of an artist knowledge panel is obviously Beyonce, and it shows so much about her and just facts that people might know. And then as you can see on the right hand side, it has links to where you can find Beyonce's music. It even has her bio, when she was born, where she was born, who she's married to, movies she's been in. And then it just has all these news articles and social media profiles of where you can find Beyonce, right? So that is what I wanted to show y'all for the artist knowledge panel, all right? Or just the knowledge panel of an entity. Anyone who is like an entertainer, maybe a TV show, maybe definitions even become part of knowledge panels, concepts become part of knowledge panels. So this is all gonna tie into each other, because as an artist, you have to do a good job of, I call it a digital footprint. So you create your digital footprint by populating the internet with as much information, with as many projects as you possibly can. So when people Google you, Google has a good representation. Like, they pull all the information from these different posts, essentially. They pull all this information from these different posts and compile that into a knowledge panel. It's a quick at a glance shot of who is this, what do they do, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I highly recommend it for artists. It's often an overlooked thing that I don't find a lot of people talking about when it comes to music artists. But even if you're not that big of an artist yet, you can claim your knowledge panel and make sure that it's populated with everything that you need it to have. So when people Google you, it just looks way more official, right? So that's the process of claiming that. I want to say that the process is the same for claiming your Google Business Profile page. Since I've already claimed mine, I'm not able to show y'all that right now. I may sit with Steph about it because he doesn't have his yet, but yeah, that's how you do it. So if anybody has any questions about the Google panels, the business profile, or the knowledge panel, then make sure that you leave your comments, questions, concerns in the comment section down below. If you are listening, then you can ask your question within the review of this episode. Ask a question. If you're on Spotify, it'll say, what do you think about this episode? You can submit a question through there as well. But I just really want y'all to take this step in validating yourself as an artist. And like I said, you, even if you're new, right, pick your artist name and stick with it, use it, because you make it easier for people to find you when you keep the consistency of your name. I'll often sit down with artists and they keep wanting to rebrand themselves, which is great, but I would say rebrand your imagery. Don't feel the need to be changing your name all the time. You are confusing your fans, and Google is not, you're not Googleable if you switch up your name too many times. Like, the connections are not going to be made. So like for me, I have my Facebook, my Instagram, my YouTube, my website, everything is Lexi ATL. And when you go to those places, Lexi, 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 Lexi. Even my trademark is Lexi, L-E-X capital C. All right. That's even on the trademark. And I have been posting under those profiles. How is there an ant in here right now? That makes no sense. I've been posting under these profiles for years. I have been creating news articles and interview articles of myself, putting them on my website so that now Lexi becomes a keyword, it becomes a search term, and it will flag Google to let Google know there's information about Lexi, okay? Anytime I do an interview, anytime I'm featured on a song, anytime I am in a music video and my name is on there, I'm in the metadata of all of that. And all of that information, Google does a great job of bringing it, like webbing it all together, and then they create the knowledge panel. So please, please, please take advantage of that. I might talk about that in the next virtual coffee date. And if you find that you are not able to find yourself on Google, then that's a good indication that you have a little bit more work to do as far as making your digital footprint bigger and making sure that your digital footprint has a larger impact. So Don't worry if you don't find yourself on Google. That just means that you have more work to do, and we can figure it out. We can figure it out, and I will help you if you would like for me to do that with you, alrighty? But that's all I got for today's topic. Thank you so much for tuning in and talking about Google business profile pages and Google knowledge panels. I really do hope that it was very beneficial for you. And this is the whole point of the coffee dates. This was a topic that we went over at my last coffee date, which was in person with Hugh Steffner. Shout out to Hugh Steffner. But this is what the virtual coffee dates and the coffee dates are all about, creating a community. And this is what the Lex chats are all about, presenting this information to you, whether you're a new artist, whether you are a seasoned artist, just I want y'all to have this information. Before I log out, True Gentleman just came on. He just logged on to Instagram. Have you claimed your Google business profile page? All right. I'm going to talk to people in the coffee date group about that. But thank you so much for tuning in to the Lex Chat today. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, turn on the notification bell so you'll be notified each and every time I post a new piece of content. Subscribe to the Lexi Likes YouTube page, please. There's so much great content on there for you. Remember that the next virtual coffee date is Sunday, April 7th at 3 p.m., I decided. Sunday, April 7th at 3 p.m. That is the next virtual coffee date, right on Instagram at LexiATL. That's at LexiATL. I'll probably talk about that, about the Google panels on the next coffee date. Since True Gentleman, you missed the in-person one that I had a couple weeks ago. So yeah, we'll probably talk about that and get people up to speed on that. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Lexi. Until next time. Peace.
Say goodbye to the way things used to be. Cause it's time, yes, it's time, you'll see they just don't care. No question at who.